This is the Europe Report with special correspondent Kanaan Lipschitz.
Good afternoon, Kanaan. How are you?
I'm good, Kathy. Hi, Paul. Thank you.
Good.
I'd really love to speak for once about new subjects, even prostate examinations. But I really want to speak about anti-Semitism. Big surprise this week.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. But it just seems to be growing, and it's not even a new song. It's not a new song that's being sung around the world. It is old as Abraham, our forefather.
And it's constantly mutating. Yet, in the UK, there is new reason for hope, because last week, a bunch of lawmakers for Labour quit the party and started their own party. It's called the Independent Group. It's not registered as a party just yet, but it's a movement. It's a centrist movement. It's a return to what Labour used to be before the far-left politician Jeremy Corbyn took hold of that party and started a wave of anti-Semitism in its ranks. And one of the most prominent people there in this new movement is Luciana Berger. She's a descendant of Polish Jews from London, a very posh neighborhood, Wembley, northern London. And yet she was able to become very popular in a place like Liverpool, the constituency that she's representing, very working class people. She won 79% of the vote there last election. So this is clearly a person that is in touch with the ordinary voter in Britain, despite being part and parcel of the Jewish community. She was never ashamed of representing Jewish issues, fighting the far right, and then fighting just as resolutely the anti-Semitism that rose in the far left that has taken over Labour. And what this new movement of, by now it's 11 lawmakers, wants to do is bring about a revolution like the one we saw in France in 2017, where there were two centrist parties, the socialists and the Republicans, and they were widely discredited, old politics, corruption, blah, blah, you know, zero trust in the public. And there was the far left and the far right. And Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, just smashed the entire political establishment and made a centrist, tolerant, a moderate movement, not only the ruling party, but also brought it to the presidency. So that's the big hope. Now, they have 11 lawmakers so far, like I said, and that may sound not so much out of 650 in the House of Commons, right? But it's actually quite a feat when you consider that the fourth largest party, the Liberal Democrats, that have been around for 30 years, also have 11 lawmakers. And the third largest is the Scottish National Party. So really it's the third largest national British party out there. And that's a very good beginning for such a small movement. So
I watched the press conference that the nine at that stage, it wasn't 11, it might have been seven, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago. And I watched Luciana Berger and I was so impressed with her as a human being, but at the same time, it was clear that she was Jewish and, as we say, she had skin in the game and it was easy for her to take that philosophical approach. What really impressed me though, Kanaan, was the others. Because I thought you're adopting what could be perceived as a very unpopular position. I mean, I'm not, how are their electorate's going to feel about this? Are they going to pay a price for having made this move? Are they going to be seen as traitors to the Labour Party? Yeah, where are things going to go from here?
Frankly, of course, it's a brave political move. But frankly, I think all of those lawmakers, by that point, had very little to lose. Because they had already spoken out against the extremist trends reshaping labor. And these days, speaking out against it is you even don't need to do that. You just need to not praise the leader to be marked as a target. There's a purge going on in labor. So whatever damage these lawmakers were going to take from the labor base, they already took it.
That's interesting, and that probably explains quite a little as well. There's another lady who's not associated to a political party. Her name is Rachel Riley. Have you read about her? Do you know about her?
Right. Rachel Riley is a TV presenter. She's kind of like she does trivia, and she's a math expert. Nobody knew she was Jewish until a few weeks ago. When she decided to speak out. When I say nobody knew she was Jewish, she's a gorgeous, leggy, blonde woman that, you know, with
what
a
are you saying about Jewish woman? No. Knan, what exactly are you saying about Jewish women? That we're not blonde and leggy?
Kathy, she looks like she got off a Viking boat. That's what it is.
I present Rachel Weiss as evidence to this.
There you go.
Absolutely scandalous idea. And yet, she's just one of those gorgeous, young women that you don't think are Jewish because she's Viking, as Paul. Right?
At what point did we start believing those little anti-Semitic cartoons about what Jews look like? There's a question.
Well, no. Like I said, Rachel Weiss smashed those bits a long time ago.
Very good.
She started speaking out against anti-Semitism and it was embraced by the Jewish community, and suddenly you saw her at Jewish community events, Holocaust commemoration events. This was the person most distant to Judaism imaginable. She used to have bacon on her pepperoni pizza at home. That's how distant from Judaism she was. And she's part of a trend of people who are, because of external pressure, unfortunately, reconnecting with their Jewish identity in the UK. That's also happening.
Yeah, she's remarkable. She's absolutely remarkable. And why I asked is that I saw an article the other day that she's initiating some law case against somebody who was sent her the most awful hate speech imaginable. So interesting fallout from this whole affair. What are people like Ed Miliband going to do? People who are sitting in the Labour Party who are very true to the original Labour philosophies.
Honestly, I think they had been purged a long time ago. Right now Momentum is the movement that's behind, the largest movement behind Jeremy Corbyn, controls all the key positions of the party. The ethics committee, the executive, and of course have the majority because they opened the floodgates. Anyone can be a member, and the far left rushed into the Labour Party. So right now it's in a state of paralysis. There is no real chance for a competing narrative, a competing leadership to emerge.
Knan Lipschitz, that is where, unfortunately, we leave it today. And always a pleasure to speak to you. You're very, very knowledgeable on your subject. You are well-researched, and you're a very, very good journalist. So thank you very much for your time. And we look forward to speaking to you next week about good things.
Thank you.
God bless.
Amen.
Have a wonderful week.